Our scripture reading, briefly, is one that fits appropriately with our artificial designation of tomorrow or midnight tonight as the new year, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting with verse 17. It's the celebration of the Christian new beginning. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ... Now, ladies, I could get myself into trouble here if I said, if any man is in Christ. Let me explain that. Many ladies understand that these are called generic usages of the term, and it doesn't mean that women are excluded. We call it mankind, don't we? It is the generic kind of way we do it. It is in no way slighting of women, but it says, if anyone is in Christ, you're a new creature, a new destiny, a new purpose. Old things have passed away. New things are here and new things are coming. And what do you need an artificial designation of tomorrow for when you have that beginning with Jesus? Now, all these things are from God who reconciled us. What does the word reconciliation mean? This is why I don't like translations and I don't like theologians, because the reconciliation is a fancy term meaning you've been made friends with God. In the scripture it says Abraham was a friend of God. In James, guess what? That's not special to Abraham. Those of you who know Jesus are now friends with God Himself. Got another thing for you, if it makes you feel better, ladies. God is neither male nor female. Did you know that? God has no gender. Why don't we refer to God as it? Well, it's disrespectful in language. That's all. We want to respect. Why do we have male and female? Merely for the propagation of the species. Otherwise, God Himself is neither. God has made us friends through Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. That's what I want to leave you with this morning. You have a ministry. That ministry is reconciliation. What does that mean? It means this: help people become friends of Jesus. Help people become friends of God. How do you represent Jesus? I honestly will tell you, having witnessed my grandparents on my mother's side who were in the church all their lives, I have often said, and you'll have to forgive me, but if that is true Christianity, the way they were so miserable, I wouldn't want to be a Christian. But that isn't true Christianity. Your goal in life is to make friends of Jesus Christ. To show people that Christians can be loving and kind, graceful, not hateful, because you are not of this world anymore. Namely, God was in Christ making friends with the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses against them. Did you just read that? You know what God did with your trespasses? Ain't nothing on your slate. It's gone. And He has committed to us making friends of people with God. And therefore, here's your whole function. You are an ambassador for Christ. What does an ambassador do? Represents God and Jesus and His coming kingdom to others in the world. I really pray that our little church will absolutely make every effort to be ambassadors of love, mercy, kindness, gentleness toward those who know Jesus, and especially toward those who do not know Him.